Well, here's a text you don't often hear this time of year. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one who Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they've laid him." Peter then came out with the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. It'll become clear in a little while. You know what I wonder sometimes? I wonder if the major players in that first Christmas were as stressed as we all are right about now. I think that the point person for getting it all together, you know, the manger in the inn and the star and the whole works, Gabriel was probably the point person, and I'm sure has had better years than he did on that first year. We get the story of Gabriel appearing to Mary and saying, "Guess what, you're going to have a baby, and it's going to be a little different than your run-of-the-mill pregnancy, if you will." And that was sort of an easy sell on a young girl, but I wonder what he said to her older brothers or her dad. That had to have been stressful, you know. And of course, all of the details had to line up. There had to be no room at the inn. Why wouldn't there have been? Nobody goes to Bethlehem this time of year. There was plenty of room at the inn. You know what they had to do? They had to invent the tax. Make sure everybody got there so there would be no room at the inn. It had to be that way, because the story wouldn't have worked if they'd have gotten an upgrade to the comfort suite. Wouldn't have worked the same. It wasn't going to matter. It couldn't get it done that way. I hope there wasn't a carpenter's strike. They needed a manger. And I hope the shepherds, well, I hope they weren't drunk, don't you? That half of them were, and that had to cause Gabriel some stress. How are they going to sing with the heavenly host? Can you imagine what that'd sound like? My goodness, Gabriel had it tough, didn't he? But it worked out somehow. Hope that star was going to be bright enough. I think that was probably the big stressor of all, you know, that they've got to be big enough and bright enough to be different. Well, maybe they piggybacked two or three generators and got the star to the right level of luminescence to make sure that the wise men and the shepherds knew where they were going. Well, that's kind of what it feels like these days a little bit, doesn't it? Who's got all the baking done already? Uh-uh. Cards sent out? Sure. You're going to get a card from somebody that you didn't send one to, and you're going to have to hustle one out at the last minute. You know that's going to happen. Anybody with kids try to buy a toy for somebody that, A, has just about everything? Probably wouldn't like it if you bought it anyway, or it wasn't made in China. You got somebody on your list that is impossible to buy for because they have everything they need, and if they want something, they get it themselves. So what's the point? Merry Christmas. I hate that time of year. It's a stressful time right about now. Isn't it around the house? There's so many things to do, and it's no different around here. Have you taken a good look at that tree? Top's all misshapen. Some of the lights in the back don't work. And if you grab it in just the wrong place at the wrong time, you get a shock. And does anybody know when the heck that candlelight service is supposed to be anyway? You know what? The more I look at that tree, the more it sort of feels just like the right tree for this bunch, doesn't it, in some kind of way? It's no different than it ever was. That story that I read a minute ago is about, well, it's about the empty tomb and Jesus, of course, but it's mostly about two disciples. It's about the two heroes of the disciples' crew, Peter and what is not so modestly referred to in John's gospel as the disciple whom Jesus loved, the disciple whom Jesus loved, John, written by, guess who? John, brother of James. The two of them were the same bunch that went to Jesus and said, "Let us have the best seats in the house. Come up yonder time, okay? We're the best." Well, he doesn't name himself, but he doesn't have to. In fact, he calls himself in his writing the beloved disciple. And did you notice he gets to the tomb first? He outruns Peter. It's a race. Like it matters. Mattered to him. He wrote it down that way. The two leading disciples in the New Testament, apparently, were arrogant and competitive and contentious and contrary and cantankerous. The more things change, the more they stay the same, doesn't it? Can you feel the love coming through? Kind of, if you think about it. We have a star at that entrance that's a prism that takes light and bends it into its constituent parts. And light is, of course, the sum of all colors, a metaphor for love being the sum of all feelings. There's supposed to be a star at that doorway, and we don't know where it is. So that fits too, kind of. But love is the sum of all feelings, which means everything in there, whatever we're feeling, whatever we're experiencing, it's supposed to be there in the love God shows through, of all things, a place like this. What we feel, whatever we feel, it belongs here. It belongs right here. Right here. We moved into this church on the weekend John Kennedy died. You talk about a mixed message or metaphor. National tragedy, new church. That fits. Ever since, fathers of the bride have sat right here with deep feeling, with deep feeling. Families bringing babies to be baptized, well, they sit anywhere, but they spend a lot of time out here because the baby's squalling, you know. We want to make sure that it's at least quiet enough for a minute to get everything else done. Then we'll bring them right here. And there are people in this room now that were brought right here as children to be baptized in this place with deep feeling all the way around. You know who sits back here in the corner? Kid that just got out of rehab. He sits back here. Not sure she ought to be coming in anyway. Sitting over here in the other corner about as far away as you can get. Here's the gal whose boyfriend just left her and she knows she's pregnant. That's where she sits. Deep feeling. And right over there, front row, second row, third row, depending on how big the family is, this is where the widows and orphans sit. With the casket just out of reach. Feel the love? It's all in there. Busted up tree. It's all in there. I have come, Jesus said, that they might have life and life abundantly. Well, the abundance of life includes the full circle of all feelings. Feel the love that he gives us anew each day. Feel the love in the deep feelings that are accepted, shared, and ultimately redeemed. Amen. And may the peace of God that goes beyond what we could possibly experience keep us safe, keep us strong, keep us whole. Amen.